It's time for Comic Review Weekly, produced by Jackrabbit Studios in association with GravyBoy.com. Now here's your host, Andy Slott.
Hello there, comic book fans. Welcome to episode 23 of Comic Review Weekly, the podcast where you get the good, the bad, and the ugly of comic books, hosted by me, Andy Slaughter. Comic Review Weekly is brought to you by the creative minds at Jackrabbit Studios, home of Gravy Boy, the comic for folks who like a little hero and they are heroes. Check it out at www.gravyboy.com. This week, we take readers on a tour through two different licensed properties. First, there's a hilarious send-up of the Star Wars saga in The Return of Tag and Bink Special Edition. And then we have a tale from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer mythos called Spike vs. Dracula. In Star Wars The Return of Tag and Bink Special Edition, we have a sequel to a two-part miniseries that came out around 2002, where a couple of goof-offs in the Rebel Alliance manage to infiltrate the Empire accidentally and find themselves in the background of many events that Star Wars fans would recognize from the original trilogy. Just in case you want to look for them, the two-issue series was called Tag and Bink Are Dead, and I believe they will run you anywhere from $10 to $15 each. Anyway, in Tag and Bink Return, we find the two knuckleheads up to their same old hijinks while Luke, Leia, and Lando attempt to rescue Han Solo from the clutches of Jabba the Hutt. I should warn you right here now that if you have never seen Return of the Jedi, the next few minutes will make absolutely no sense. This book throws Tag and Bink into some memorable scenes from Return of the Jedi, like the battle on the sand skiff and Luke's final lightsaber duel with Darth Vader. We also get to see behind the scenes into some stuff that Return of the Jedi didn't even show, like how the Rebels got their hands on an Imperial Shuttle Tidarian, or whatever it was called. I about fell out of my chair when I saw the Bothan spy bit. And who do you think the two red guards in the Emperor's throne on the Death Star were anyway? Tag and Bink, masters of Imperial espionage. There's more going on in the backdrop of Jedi than anyone ever knew. While Han's rescue is being secured by the heroes, Tag and Bink are meeting with an attractive bounty hunter contact who can secure the Imperial shuttle for them. Only first, they have to distract Boba Fett, and as any Star Wars fan will tell you, that is no easy task. See, these two clowns manage to incapacitate the legendary bounty hunter and elude him at their last meeting, so he's not too happy about his rep being tarnished. If you like funny, done in the style of Dan Slott on She-Hulk or Defenders, or if you were just a Star Wars fan looking for something to diversify your pull list, I highly recommend that you check this out. My personal copies of the original Tag and Bink series have seen multiple re-readings. The writer, Kevin Rubio, has a sense of timing that is rare. His humor is subtle enough to be clever, yet not so obscure that it whizzes right past you. He also fills the issue nicely. There's enough material here for it to be worth the $3 cover price. The artwork of Lucas Marangan on pencils and Dan Jackson on colors is truly astounding. The panels are as fluid and as alive as high-quality animation. Marangan may have some of the most consistent figures and faces from page to page that I have ever seen. His renditions of the classic Star Wars costumes and atmospheres appear as though they were studied thoroughly. I give Star Wars The Return of Tag and Bink Special Edition 5 out of 5 stars. Onward to the Buffyverse. That's the fanboy name for the world of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where Peter David and IDW Publishing are delivering fans a new tale with Spike. Played with undeniable charisma by James Marsters, the character of Spike became a fan favorite on the Buffy TV series as the bloodthirsty vampire you couldn't help but love. In this new four-part miniseries, Spike vs. Dracula, readers are treated to a knockdown, drag-out battle royale across the centuries between two of the fiercest bloodsuckers of all time. So far, I only have issues 1 and 2 of the mini, so the review will just reflect that. An introduction by Peter David gives the reader an important bit of backstory that leads into Chapter 1. Fans may remember the actual episode of Buffy where Count Dracula shows up in Sunnydale, and he and Spike tangle over a debt of 11 pounds that Spike claims the Count owes him. Chapter 1 takes place in the year 1898. Spike has only been a vampire for 18 years at this point, is traveling around Europe with Drusilla and Darla, without Angel, who of course has had his soul restored to him by a gypsy curse. While Spike, Drew, and Darla are tearing through the Romanian countryside, they happen to kill one of Count Dracula's old friends. A young woman named Magda, specifically, who had special powers and was dear to his unbeating heart. Her death and the slaughter of her village infuriates the Count, as this person and the village she lived in were under his protection. Using his powers, he tracks down the three vampires to London. Spike is just showing off his new copy of Bram Stoker's Dracula, first printing, which cost him 11 pounds, before Dracula shows up and manages to seduce both Darla and Drusilla under his willpower. The Count lures them away to his castle, and Spike follows with a nasty surprise in true William the Bloody fashion. Chapter 2 brings us to the year 1934 in Hollywood, California, and is told through a letter from Spike to Darla. Spike and Drusilla are living it up in the nightlife of the cradle of American cinema. There is much to offer vampires with a love of art and culture here. One night, Spike takes Drew on a date to see the legendary Bela Lugosi play the role that would make him famous, the role of Count Dracula. While sitting in the audience watching the play, Spike sees the real Count Dracula sitting a few rows in front of him, the same vampire he tangled with over 35 years earlier in London, who still owed him that 11 pounds. When the play is over, the real Count tries to kill the actor who plays him and is met by Spike and Drew. And over the next several pages, there's an action-packed thrill ride that sees Spike and the real Dracula fighting each other on top of a small airplane in flight. It's a fairly rousing bit, well-written and illustrated. And for old movie buffs, in addition to Bela Lugosi, there is another celebrity who makes his appearance here. What else can I say? So far, this series is a solid, rousing romp through history with two pop culture vampires. Writer Peter David delivers deliciously dark humor, and he has the attitude and character of Spike perfectly captured here. I am eager to see where else the next two issues will take this long-standing grudge match. The artwork by Joe Coroni is outstanding. The character likenesses are as spot on as Peter David's characterizations. Everything I see is consistent and easy on the eyes. I give Spike vs. Dracula from IDW Publishing 4 out of 5 stars. And that's going to do us for this week. Thank you for listening to Comic Review Weekly. You can always email me your suggestions to andy@gravyboy.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'm always open to broadening my horizons and checking out new stuff, so if you have anything in mind that you'd like to hear reviewed on Comic Review Weekly, please let me know. Join us next Monday for another new episode of Comic Review Weekly at www.gravyboy.com/CRW. I'm Andy Slaughter, wishing you happy reading.